Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people. On this program, L'Invité de Clark, one of my goals is to get a broad cross-section of men and women who have had lives that are interesting and which involve not only France and Brittany, but other countries worldwide. Today, I have the distinct pleasure of introducing and interviewing a member of the next generation of young people, and I'm eager to hear his points of view about everyday life as a young person, his career ideas, and his personal observations he might want to share. Let me welcome Nino Maldinez.
Clark vous rappelle aujourd'hui que l'invité de Clark, émission en anglais sur notre radio locale Radio Harmony, présente des femmes et des hommes de toute origine, et pas seulement françaises ou bretonnes, mais aussi du monde entier.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Hello, Nino.
Hey, Clark, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
It's a beautiful day in Brittany, and happy to have you with us. I just want to start by maybe going over a few personal details so that people can get to know you a little bit better. Where were you born, Nino?
Well, I'm born in Angers, France, on March 2nd, 2003.
Well, I think you have a big birthday coming up.
Yeah, in a month.
Yeah, 21. That's a big day. So, and your family's from Angers originally?
Yeah, my father and mother have been living there for pretty much all of their lives. So yeah, I'm from Angers.
And what about family? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a little brother called Juan, and he turned 18 a couple of months ago.
Very good. And so your family in Angers has been there a little bit, for quite a while, I suppose. And you haven't lived outside of Angers, or have you?
I've lived in Stockholm, Sweden for a year.
Interesting.
But yeah, because of my father's job. But yeah, pretty much all of my life has been in Angers.
Wow. You told me your dad does some technical work?
Yeah, he works as a technician in a truck factory called Scania, which is from Sweden.
Sure.
So this explains why we live there.
Yeah, that's a big name. You said you were in Stockholm?
Yeah, it was in a small city called Södertälje, close to Stockholm.
Oh, okay.
It's like a 30-minute drive.
Yeah, that's very good. Well, I'm interviewing Nino from a monastery. So if you hear a few beeps, that's because the monks are called to office, but that won't last long. How long have you been studying English? Because when you wrote me and we talked a little bit about what we're going to do on the show, you really sounded good. You wrote well, very well indeed. And I just wondered what method you used to learn, because there are a lot of young people that want to speak English, and you've obviously succeeded.
Well, I'd say it's like over a decade. I started when I was 8. Like, it started basically like playing Minecraft in English.
Oh,
like,
okay. The game,
it was
yeah.
Like, yeah, Minecraft. It's like the cube things. And yeah, then I kept going with English class early on. And yeah, I've been really interested into music, TV shows and stuff. So yeah, my English improved thanks to like my work, listening to music, listening to shows, podcasts and stuff. So yeah, and I had the chance to travel a lot. So yeah, it helped me improving in English.
And I suppose that'd be the sort of advice you would give to other younger people who wanted to master the language.
Oh, yeah. Like, just learn to listen to stuff you do. Like, the perfect show for this is like Friends, the TV show.
Uh-huh.
It's easy to understand. Even though you can watch it in English with English subtitles, you can understand even though you're not like pretty good in English.
That's a good suggestion.
Most of my English teachers told us to listen to videos and TV shows in English. So yeah, it's an advice. And in Sweden, it's the same. Like TV shows are in original sound, and you have the subtitles in Swedish. So, so yeah, this explains why they are bilingual and fluent in English. So yeah, it's a. I'm sorry, I'm losing my words, but yeah, it's an advice you could.
Oh, it's a good advice. Yeah, I think that what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and I suppose being in Sweden helped too. You have a chance to speak English, like many of them, almost everybody does there. Are you currently employed, or are you still a student?
Well, I'm both. I'm still a student. I'm studying information and communication sciences in Angers, but I've been working as sports journalist in several editorial departments for some time now.
Well, that sounds like quite an achievement to be a sports journalist. And those editorial departments, are they newspapers or radio or what exactly?
It's Radio 1 at first, and then on the website, mainly websites, because it allows me to go deeper and not to be limited by characters and stuff.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. So in your daily routine, then, it must be a little bit where you're juggling some things. How do you handle school and doing this kind of sporting event work?
Well, I'm actually like not that bad at class, so it helps. I'm just going to class, and while I'm in class, I'm trying to listen to the teacher while I'm talking to my sources on social media and stuff. I'm just like having my Twitter account with like some headlines with like main news and stuff to keep on in the latest information. And I'm also preparing my questions for the different subjects I can write on it during the day. Yeah. So yeah, it really depends of the informations that come out. But yeah, while I'm in class, I'm also trying to find some questions for my work. So yeah, it's tough to handle the two of them separately.
It's a real multitasking. How did you decide on that job path, if I can call it that, which I'm sure it is?
I'd say it came quite naturally.
I've
always been interested like by journalists and information. And when I was a child, I used to read children's newspapers. So yeah, I think it came quite naturally. Like I had also a passion for sports. So when I was like 10, I think I said to my mother that I wanted to be a sports journalist.
Oh, wow,
been
10 years
with
old.
Me ever since.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Well, so
yeah, it's been with me ever since. So yeah, it came like quite naturally.
Something you always wanted to do. Yeah. I'm interviewing today Nino Maldinez, and we're talking a lot about his successes and what he's dreaming to do at the age of almost 21. We're delighted to have him on the show today. Do you think there was a time that you can point to where you began to feel that you could actually do this, that this dream could become a reality?
I don't really know, but I know that when I was in high school, I started a video channel, a YouTube channel that was dedicated to Angesco, which is like the football team, the soccer team, of my town. And at the time, like there was a lot of journalists that were listening to what we were saying. So it was the first step. And then I started to write for websites and became specialized in some like ice hockey or Swedish football. Mm-hmm. And then like journalists were asking me for some things. And then at this time, I kind of realized that I was made for it, because like people were asking me and they had the respect for me. So it was the first step. And then some of my friends tagged me along a Twitter post over the radio that was looking out for someone to cover ice hockey in Angers.
Ice hockey,
when I applied, yeah, it's my expert. It's the field I'm expert on. It's like my passion. I started watching hockey when I was 2, so it's been with me for most of my life. And yeah, they were looking for someone to cover it, and then I applied, and they were really interesting to have me with them. So yeah, it came naturally. Also, like I started to do it like on a free basis, because you know, when you get a start, it's like you're not paid. But yeah, it allowed me to have all other experiences, and yeah, sometimes I do not realize that I'm doing this, but but yeah, it came naturally also, and I know I'm lucky to have this chance.
Well, you know, we have an expression in English, you might know it, where we say, pinch me, I might be dreaming. So is it real? And that sounds like something that you could say about yourself. I suppose, too, I don't know how much ice hockey is is played in Sweden. Is it, or it's not, well, I know in Sweden it is, but I'm thinking about in France. You have
well, in Angers. Sweden, it's the national sport.
Yeah, that's where you would have gotten a lot of information for sure.
And yeah, but in France, I'm sorry, just wanted to no, go ahead. In France, it's not a really big sport. It's like more pocket, you know, like a bubble. Like there is a, it's a close field, but yeah, it's a great sport. People are coming in, being more and more interested in it, and so yeah, it's a good sport. But it's bigger, like in the US and in Sweden for sure.
Yeah, it's very popular in certain cities, especially in the United States. They've had a long history of ice hockey, like Detroit and Chicago and New York. That's for sure. As far as your field, journalism, are there opportunities for you to progress, do you think?
Yeah, I'd say I have the opportunity to progress. Like, I'm working hard to progress. Like, you know, radio, it's good. Websites are good. But I have to confess that my goal is to go on TV, because I really feel like journalism eats more people when it's on TV. And so yeah, I really think that I can progress this way. But sure, like you can become the newspaper editor and stuff. So yeah, I really think I can progress on, and people will have to improve as journalists, because, you know, like in the times we're living in,
yeah,
like journalism is being criticized for some good reasons, and I think we all have to improve. So yeah, we have some improvements to make, and it will allow journalists like me to have the opportunity to improve in their career.
That is a very good point you make about the perception of journalism these days, as if journalists sort of are antique or are not available anymore, because it's everything's done so quickly and not much depth. So if you can bring that to your field, I'm sure you'll do well. And I suppose there's an awful lot of competition, isn't there, in trying to become a journalist?
Oh yeah, it's like it's so hard. Really, like I do have to confess that I'm the youngest journalist I do know in the, like in my town. It's a lot of like 60-year-old men mm-hmm. that are working in this field, and so sometimes they can be a bit harsh when they see like youngsters like me coming in, because maybe they feel under pressure of being replaced by youngsters or something like this, or maybe they do think we do not have the ability to talk as well as they can do about the just stuff, like, you know, yeah, sports, culture and stuff. So but yeah it's been tough, but I have had the opportunity to meet people that became my mentors somehow.
Mentors are great. Yeah, that's a very important thing in your field, I'm sure.
Yeah, it really is, because, you know, when sometimes it can be tough, because like sometimes you publish an article and people are going harsh on you, because like sometimes, like in sports especially, like informations can move quickly. Like yeah, you can have a great information at like 16, at like 6 p.m. and at 7 it's false information, even though it was right 1 hour ago. And so people can be harsh, but when you have the opportunity to have mentors, it's easy to deal with it.
Well, that's one of the journalistic things, I suppose, to be able to decipher the real news from the fake news, as we call it. Nino, you mentioned something about going to the National Hockey League, the Global Series. You want to talk about that a minute?
It was back in November. I've had the opportunity to go to the NHL Global Series, which were in Stockholm, Sweden. It was like, so as you may know, like the NHL is the National Hockey League.
National Hockey League, States. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they were playing outside games in Sweden for regular season games. So it was like something which is pretty rare. It's one time in a season. And so this time it was in Stockholm, and it was like the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Detroit Red Wings, the Minnesota Wild, and the Ottawa Senators. And so, yeah, I was in Stockholm, Sweden.
Exciting.
Sent by the magazine which I write for.
Terrific.
And yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, that's really cool. Listen, this first broadcast we're doing is kind of running low on time. Would you be willing to continue? We can have something for the program next week.
Sure. A second. I'd be pleased to answer your questions.
It'd be a second part of our interview. I hope you'll stay with us next week to hear more from this very impressive young man, Nino Maldinez. And until then, we'll see you next week, same old time, Wednesdays and Saturdays. Thank you for listening to this edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8. I'm Clark Ady, your host. Please join me again next week for part two of my interview with Nino Maldinez. Until then, à bientôt.
Merci d'avoir écouté cette édition de L'Invité de Clark sur Radio Harmony 88.8 avec votre hôte, Clark Ady. Veuillez le rejoindre la semaine prochaine pour la deuxième partie de son entretien avec Nino Maldinez. Et à bientôt!
L'Invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.